Cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus have appeared in countries on opposite sides of the world today, and many governments have rushed to close their borders. In the Netherlands, they're reporting 13 Omicron cases today, and both Canada and Australia each found two. But is this variant any more concerning than previous ones, such as Delta? Joining me now to talk about it, Dr. Gregory Schrank, infectious disease expert and professor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Thanks for joining me, doctor.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, how much do we know so far about the Omicron variant? I mean, we just learned about this days ago.
You're exactly right. I think one thing that's certain is that there is clearly a lot that remains uncertain about the Omicron variant. I think the reason why there's so much attention being drawn to this particular variant is the number of mutations that are being observed and described in areas of the virus that previously have been associated with evasion of immunity, whether to vaccine or prior infection, as well as mutations that can contribute to increased transmissibility. But as you said, this was just identified days ago, and so we really do not yet fully understand the implications of this virus variant and then what it will mean for the effectiveness of our vaccines, what types of illness they cause, whether in the unvaccinated or vaccinated, and so on.
And I'm hearing this may be a crucial week, just this week ahead of us, in terms of figuring out that impact.
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the reasons why we really need to applaud the scientific communities of South Africa and Botswana for drawing attention to this variant and sharing data about it very quickly with the scientific community around the world, as our vaccine manufacturers and researchers will have opportunity this week to begin testing the effectiveness of our vaccine-induced antibodies on the variant itself. That's probably the information we'll learn first, followed by more data about what types of illness it causes, the symptoms which may or may not differ, and how transmissible the virus is.
Well, the variant has not yet been detected here in the U.S., but do you think it's too late to stop it? Do you think it's already here?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And I think what's clear is that our surveillance, the way in which we detect these variants, isn't equally built up and established across the world. And again, going back to really the research teams of Southern Africa and detecting this, it has likely been in other countries over the past few days and maybe even weeks, but was not yet detected. I think there have been cases described in Europe and elsewhere where there was not a direct travel link to Southern Africa, suggesting community transmission in those locations. And I would not be surprised, to be honest, if there were cases here already in the United States that we are not yet aware of. Part of the reason why these travel bans or travel restrictions are more punitive in this case rather than particularly helpful is likely this variant, now that we've detected it, has likely spread to other countries around the globe.
Well, thank you very much. That is infectious disease expert Dr. Gregory Schrank. I appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thanks very much.
And Dr. Schrank is also a professor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.